Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, across Israel, skies are clear, offering a calm evening after a warm day. In Jerusalem, a light breeze brings some relief, while Tel Aviv enjoys a peaceful night by the sea. In Haifa, the air is warm, making it a perfect night for a stroll. Here's to hoping you enjoy your evening. Here are today's headlines. First, YNET reports Iranian ports on the Caspian Sea are working tirelessly to receive crucial supplies, including Russian drone parts, bypassing sanctions earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post writes that despite ongoing tensions, Israel's northern border communities are showing resilience, balancing peace and rising threats in reporting just now. Also this hour, Axios notes a politically sensitive ceasefire proposal between Israel and Lebanon announced by Trump, which might aid in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Separately, JTA details that Mohammed Sabri Soliman, who firebombed an Israeli march in Boulder, has been sentenced to life in prison earlier today. And finally, the Post highlights a United Nations report framing the arrest of Hamas-affiliated leaders as unlawful, calling for their release in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Linnaeus, an analyst, wrote just minutes ago, highlighting the arrest of Keshek, accused of money laundering and linked to Hezbollah, with the UN demanding their release. Seth Franzman shared footage earlier today, capturing intense scenes between Matula and Kiryat Shmona. Middle East 24 reports, posting 35 minutes ago, that Al-Qaeda al-Hassan has reopened branches in Beirut, openly defying government restrictions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from YNET, U.S. officials claim that Iranian ports are key in acquiring Russian drone parts, crucial for Iran's military capabilities. The New York Times elaborates on how these operations help Iran sidestep international sanctions, increasing regional tensions. Turning to Israel's northern border, the Jerusalem Post describes a landscape of quiet resilience. Despite security threats, local communities are returning to normalcy, a delicate balance of vigilance and peace. Meanwhile, Axios reports on Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move, though politically sensitive for Netanyahu, could be instrumental in advancing peace talks with Iran. In earlier reporting from JTA, the sentencing of Mohammed Sabri Soliman brings closure to a violent incident at an Israeli march in Boulder. The attack left a woman dead, and her family speaks of their profound loss. On the diplomatic front, the UN's call for the release of Hamas-linked individuals captured by Israeli forces highlights ongoing tensions between international bodies and regional politics. This development adds another layer to the complex geopolitical landscape. On the economic front, first, YNET Business reports Wall Street futures are up, fueled by optimism over U.S.-Iran peace talks and strong demand for AI technologies. Investors are eager as S&P 500 and Nasdaq hit record highs. Separately, Walla Business announces that Tower Semiconductor will compensate employees 8 million shekels following a payslip error. This settlement marks a significant legal precedent in employee compensation. And finally, Globes reveals that Cisco plans to acquire Israeli company Asterisk Security. This acquisition aims to enhance Cisco's capabilities in securing AI agents and non-human identities, reflecting Israel's growing influence in tech innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.